I've been looking at a story this week, coming back down to earth, all about our memory. So researchers at the University of California have found that even some individuals who have incredible memories for their own lives fall for tricks designed to produce false memories. So we've known for a very long time that the human memory isn't actually very accurate. When we remember something, we're not sort of playing back a film clip. We have to reconstruct the events. And in doing that, quite often things go wrong and we end up with these false memories. But this is a new group of people that have only recently kind of come to light and started being studied. And they have these astonishing memories of their own lives. So if you give them a day, they can usually tell you what day of the week it fell on. They can tell you what they were doing on that day and also any big public events that happened. And for the facts that can be checked, they're right 97% of the time.
I wish I had that.
I know, it would be incredible, wouldn't it? So researchers got this group of people and thought, well, they've got such good memories, perhaps they won't fall for these false memory tricks. And in learning that, we'll find out a bit more about how memory works. So they tried out several different ways of producing false memories on them. There's a really classic one where you give people a list of related words, but you miss out a really obvious word. So you'd say sugar, honey, sour, and several others, but you'd miss out the word sweet. And then when asking people which words were presented, most people think the word sweet was presented. And there were several other tasks they tried them on. And they found that actually these people were just as likely to be fooled as control subjects. And in some circumstances, they actually had more false memories. So that's quite interesting and quite surprising. But it's important because it suggests that they use the same processes as everyone else when they're recalling things, even though their memories are so, so good.
So many people have false memories, though. My boyfriend's a documentary maker, and when you're trying to make a documentary, you put out something, you say, I want to meet all the people who were at the first Sex Pistols concert, and so many thousands of people think they were there, resolutely in their mind, when it only had space for about 150 people. Apparently, you could have filled Wembley eight times over with the number of people who are convinced they were at Live Aid.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'm sure some of those people are lying, but some of them have probably actually convinced themselves they were there. That's kind of like one of the tests they used in here, which is you ask people if they saw a piece of footage from a really famous public event that doesn't actually exist. And a lot of people will claim that they saw that and they really believe they did. And even these super rememberers did, which is really surprising because that's almost an episodic memory. It's an event, but they were still having these false memories. So it suggests that our way of recalling things is quite similar, even between people who have good memories, people who have bad memories, and people who have these incredible memories.
I only wish I had one of those incredible memories. Thank you so much, Ginny. As always, you can find more information, including the references for all the papers we've discussed on our website, nakedscientist.com/news.